Now, on to another food item probably best consumed in moderation. Sweet Hearts, made by Necco, the New England confectionery company, of course. And even if overdosing on the little candy hearts isn't the most appealing thought right now, Sweet Hearts do embody a certain spirit. Christine Power from Winthrop sent this story to WBUR's Kind World Project, a blog celebrating the kindness of others.
About a year ago, my son just had a bunch of shots and he was feeling pretty lousy. So I decided to cheer him up by bringing him to the Necco factory in Revere. We pulled into the empty lot, and right then the sky opened up. It was pouring rain, and we decided to run towards the factory store. I was so focused on getting out of the rain that I didn't realize that the store had closed. So here I was, I had my son who was really upset. The store was dark, and that's when this well-dressed man exited the building just from a few doors down from where we were standing. And he informed me that the president of Necco had watched us, and he pointed reverently up to the sky above him, and he said that the president was sorry that the door was closed, and that he was instructed to provide us with any candy that we were interested in. He left us, and we just stood there, not really sure what to expect. And a few minutes later, he came back with two bags filled with Necco candy. My son was beaming, and I was completely blown away. And here it is a year later. Whenever I see a Necco product, I always smile.
Christine Powers lives in Winthrop. She shared her story on WBUR's Kind World blog. If you've got a story about how a random act of kindness in your life changed it, we'd love to hear it. Find out how to tell your Kind World story at radioboston.org. Stick with us, because when we come back, we'll reveal the hidden biases of good people. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.